Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Cindy Bigelow is here. She is the third generation president of the CEO of Bigelow Tea, a great American story, a great American family-owned business story. And we had Cindy on the show a while back, a couple of months ago, to talk about her tea and just some other things that she and her family have learned about being in business. And I begged her to come back and talk to us some more about the family part of her business. And she's agreed to do that. And so we must have done something right the last time. Cindy Bigelow, welcome back to the show.
Well, it was very fun the first time, and it was easy to say yes the second time.
Well, I'm glad you're here, and I want you to know that my the ladies in this office are absolute, complete, total Bigelow converts to your tea, and I think they already knew about it, but now they're pretty much out of control. But I got the book. I love the book that your dad wrote about your mother. The title of the book, folks.
His grandmother. Yeah, my grandmother wrote it.
Your grandmother, his mother. Mother Loved Tea is the title of the book by David C. Bigelow. And it was your father, right, writing about Ruth Bigelow.
Absolutely.
And the story of Bigelow Tea, how she got it started. And that's what you talked to us about last time. So give us about 20 seconds of how the business got started. Then I want you to talk about how the process of handing it down from generation to generation. That is not easy.
No, it's not easy. It does get a little bumpy. I know, just a little history of the company. It was started by my grandmother, Ruth Campbell, as you were saying.
In the 40s.
Back in 1945. Yeah, she was an interior designer. She lost everything when the Depression hit. She had a couple clients in New York City. She was actually quite successful. And my grandfather was in publishing and also in food brokerage, and he lost jobs, and so she really just wanted to get the family back on their feet and wanted a business for the family, including her son, my father, David. And she wrote these beautiful notes about her whole thought process. So she wanted a consumable but not a perishable, and she didn't feel it was a good tea in this country. She found an old colonial recipe, and ta-da, she created Constant Comment. It was amazing, and
Constant
we're still in
Comment.
Business 70 years later. Yep.
Tell them the story of Constant Comment.
Well, the name is great. So she creates this beautiful, aromatic, visually stunning product, and she sends it off to a bunch of women that are having a party. She calls the next day, and they say, "Oh, my God, Ruth, your tea was a source of constant comment," and that is how it got its name.
Isn't that a great story? Only in America, my friends. What a great story, and I'll tell you, folks, is the book available? Can they buy the book at
they
your website?
Buy the book on Amazon, and right. They can buy it at BigelowTea.com.
I promise you, folks, it'll make your day when you read this story. So she became the first president, and then your father followed in her steps, and now you're in your father's, her son, I should say, and then and now you're following your father's steps.
So third generation, baby.
Tell us about the family part of the Bigelow Tea Company.
Well, I think it's
all sweetness and light, right?
Yeah. You know, for me, it's just, I knew it was something that I always wanted to do, and it made it, you know, very clear I would really want to do that, and it sort of sounded good on paper and in relaxed conversations on Sunday, but then I realized as you get closer to taking the baton, it really is very challenging for the person to pass it, because it's the identity. They wrap so much around who they are around that baton, and
well, somebody has to take it, but then somebody has to turn it loose.
That's exactly right. And so I know for my grandmother and my father, it was challenging, and they worked through it. I wasn't there at the time. And for myself,
do you think there was much brain damage in those days? I mean, were they? Was there? I mean, I don't want. I mean,
it was tough.
Yeah, because
it was tough.
Did they have a good relationship?
Phenomenal. phenomenal.
Yeah, but she couldn't. She had a hard. You have a hard time turning it loose. I mean, it's not. There's no passing of the baton. You pry it out of their hands, don't you? Almost.
Yeah. And so for my father, you know, on paper, again, it looked good and all the other fun stuff. But mm-hmm. I think as it got closer and we were really at that point, he said, here's the baton, whatever, and I said, thank you. And as I was running the business the first 5 years, he was really kind of getting very involved in areas, you know, the team had really worked on, and this was the decision we wanted to go, right, wrong, or indifferent. And, you know, finally I asked him, I said, you know, I know you said I got the baton, but you got to understand, you didn't really give it to me.
And you're still holding on.
Great conversation about it, and I said, really, it's got to be something that you want to do or not, and you got to make that decision. And he really thought about it, and he is a wonderful person, and he said, nope, it is yours. I'm not going to do that again. You'll never see me have that happen again. And he never did it again, honest to God. It was just like that.
Wow.
And
so do you think he remembered, were you able to remind him about how things were with his mother?
I did, and I think that's what really resonated with him, because him and I are also extremely close, and he did not want that to happen.
Mm-hmm. He didn't realize he was doing what his mother had done.
Yeah, he did not, and I know she loved him, I know he loved me, and we worked it out so beautifully now. It's fantastic, but you know, it's not easy. And the next generation has to understand that when you're taking a baton, or it's time for you to have the baton, mm-hmm. or all, whatever, how you want to turn. You just got to understand that there needs to be that psychological sensitivity to, what's going on in their mind. And then I like to say, in a lot of ways, I became like the Grim Reaper. They literally looked at me like, if I give you the baton, I will die. I'm like, what?
Well, and see, your mother was the founder. So this
no, my
was
grandmother.
I meant your grandmother. Your grandmother was the founder, so this was her baby. Your father passing the baton, this was demasculating to him, right? I mean, it was emasculating to him.
Well, I don't know if I would go that far.
But when guys shuffle off to the, you know, to something less than what they were doing, it's rough on us.
Mm-hmm. I think it was rough on, it definitely was rough on both my mother and my father, for sure. It was their identity. They came in and they had their, and they still come in every day. Nothing has changed. Get that straight. They still come in. I love them.
They still show up.
Oh, they're wonderful. Absolutely fantastic. I'm very blessed to have them come in every day. And, you know, they participate in any meeting they want to participate. They help run our plantation. We have a beautiful tea garden.
The only 7 acres. Tea plantation in North America, right?
It's not. It is by far the largest commercial. There are some. There's a smaller one, a couple acres in Oregon. And
right.
There's a couple acres, maybe 10, 15 acres.
2 acres
in
isn't a plantation, though. I mean,
well, no, you know, no. I, this is the argument I have with my father. I understand.
I got you. I'm just reading from the book here, Cindy. Hold on to that thought, folks. We're talking about the Bigelow Tea Company. It's 20 after. Cindy Bigelow is our guest. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.